Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, San Diego.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
It's the end of the workday, but Gwen and Chris is just getting started. New year, same Gwen and Chris.
Well, you don't need a shrink to tell you that this guy's a raving psycho.
With Tony Quinn Jr.
And I'm definitely washing my butt.
I'm not.
This very night.
My butt is not night. Getting washed.
Number four.
Save that clip, please.
Oh, no!
And Chris Hello.
I like a good tuna salad.
Gwen and Chris brings you the happy hour. Now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome into the happy hour, 6:04 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Tom Fran, Matt Scraby, Thomas Andrews, all in the building today. And this is where things get a little bit wacky at times. 6 o'clock hour.
A lot of bit wacky.
You start running out of gas.
yes.
And things get a little funny. But we're not going to run out of gas today. We're going to talk about this NBA logo a little bit because the petition continues to grow. And people continue to ask about possibly doing something in order to really that represents Kobe being Bryant the best way they can. And the logo seems to be catching some waves here a little bit.
It's got to happen. It's got to happen. I don't. They're in my opinion, the league is tone deaf if they do that. Don't do it.
This is the most progressive league out there too.
There's been talk about the logo has been outdated for years. There's been people talking about it. But then here you go. It's just tailor-made.
Can a logo be outdated, though? I mean, how long has Major League Baseball had their same logo?
Jerry West last played a basketball game in the NBA in like 73 or 4. I mean, it's been a long time.
Is it outdated because it's an actual image of somebody playing in an NBA game? I mean,
an image of somebody dribbling on the ground. This is a game that's played above the rim. This is a game that's completely different than when Jerry West played it. No offense to Jerry West, who I loved. But I'm just saying that it needs to be somebody. If it wasn't Michael, it has to be Kobe. And, you know, we were talking about some pictures. And this is when I wish this was a simulcast. This, I
right, so you can
show
see
these pictures. But it was an iconic shot of Kobe dunking a basketball behind, you know, reverse.
This is how you saw it. All right.
You describe
Thomas,
it.
Thomas, close your eyes. When I say Kobe Bryant, what picture comes in your head?
Dunking a basketball.
Dunking a basketball, really. What about you, Scrape?
I'm closing my eyes. I see Kobe dunking a basketball with the Fro from like 1997.
Okay. Tom?
I see him having the ball cocked, ready to just slam it in, you know, just with some ridiculous motion.
See, I see him posted up with a fadeaway jumper.
Yeah.
That's probably Kobe towards the end when we got to see him. He was more fadeaway jumper. The dunks all came like.
What better picture than this?
See, but I don't know if everybody would recognize that.
All right, then this one. This
that is the
one
they would 100% recognize.
If we had a camera here.
I will describe. It's Kobe in a purple uniform falling backwards with the 24 shooting.
Backwards
shooting. With the ball up high in the air. The other one was him dunking.
It's the
looking
old Michael
cool.
Jordan it's, fadeaway it, that he copied.
Right. And okay? then the other but, one is him on a fast break, bringing the ball like down to his feet, getting ready to reverse dunk it.
With his mouth open.
Yeah. The typical Michael look he used to
How about give. This one?
That's at the All-Star. That was one of the better videos that I hadn't seen yet. They were standing in the hallway right before his first All-Star game, his second year.
Describe the picture.
It's a shot from the backboard behind the rim of Kobe dunking it over the key.
His hands are like about 6 inches above the rim. Yeah. His mouth's wide open. His eyes are just like...
His hands are 6 inches above the rim, but his hands are also behind his head.
Behind his head, so he's got a tomahawk.
He's about to tomahawk this ball.
They also need to choose a picture that can fit in that little rectangle.
Let me just cut that out. You get it.
It's another one from the backboard, and he's just dunking. I think you got to have something. If we're going to do the logo, they have to keep it kind of similar with a silhouette of someone.
Well, this is the one then.
Yeah, the fadeaway is the one. The fadeaway is the one.
It's a great
shot. Vertical fadeaway is the one.
You could put this on your, if you could tweet this.
In that one, some of the videos that's been going on, in that one photo where he's dunking it in the New York All-Star game, they're in the hallway getting ready to take the court, and he's just like grinning. He turns to KG, he says, man, this is cool. We're about to start in our first All-Star game. It was actually KG, Tim Duncan, and Kobe kind of like in a little triangle. Before they take the floor, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
I like the fadeaway jumper.
I think that's the one.
How long do you think it would actually legitimately take before they change the logo? And who is the one who makes the decision? The commissioner?
I would assume that's the owners and the commissioner. Well, probably the owners would have to all agree on it first.
Yeah, I mean, the commissioner needs to just be the final say on it. I mean, this is NBA entertainment, whatever. They all get together.
I don't know. He works for the owners, though. I don't know if he can just make that one.
I don't know if the owners have a say in the logo. I mean, you think they make a big deal out of that?
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
They're going to get a bunch of new money from the new stuff that they're going to have to print with the new logo on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Make a lot of money on it.
And then, you know, it does actually extend Kobe's legacy, because then you have kids asking, who's on the logo? Why is that guy on the logo? Why did the logo change? Because I know growing up, I didn't really ask who was on the logo, but I think if it changes, and there's a lot of kids out there who don't know the history.
That's the thing. You didn't ask. You come from a basketball family, too.
I do.
And you didn't ask that. That was one of the questions I asked.
Who's on the logo?
Because what happened was I saw Jerry West, and you know, sometimes they'll show that live footage of him dribbling, and it kind of goes into the logo. Yeah. I was like, is that really the logo? My dad was like, yeah, Jerry West.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, Jerry West, like you said, he loves Kobe. He brought Kobe into the Lakers. He would have no problem.
Oh, he would.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't have. I think
he's had his day.
In the break, Tom, email me those or send me those, and I'm going to put them up on Twitter, at 97.3TheFanSD. And if you want to see our Mookie Betts or our Bob Nightingale interview with Mookie Betts, you can go to 97.3TheFanSD as well on Twitter, because that is blowing up.
Frank Vogel, head coach for the Lakers, also spoke today. And he was really just discussing what his team was feeling at the time. Do we have that sound from Frank Vogel?
We do.
Let's play that real quick before we go to break.
I don't think he has... Everything's all jacked up on the computer right now.
Jacked up computer thing. Yeah, we got to...
Listen, when Hank Gathers died...
Okay, we got it. Sorry. There's Frank Vogel talking about an emotional time.
Extremely emotional on both fronts. You know, it's been something that has touched my family, being a father of daughters. It's been very emotional and, you know, something that brings us together. And then, as well as the Lakers family. The people that were closest to Kobe, you know, throughout his time here. And, you know, it's been a deeply saddening time for all of us.
And that was the thing that stuck out to me most, listening to even Magic talk about it. This team was in no shape to play on Tuesday at all. And we only seem to think about the players, right, because that's who is in the game. And a lot of the players didn't play with Kobe, so it might be a little bit different for him. But those who were around him, that building, that entire Staples building, all those people were a part of, watched Kobe grow up.
Yeah.
From ages. There's a lot of player movement in all teams, all leagues. There's not a lot of front office movement.
No. That's a mom and pop organization.
That one in particular is a family owned organization. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I was there when Hank Gathers died, and Loyola Marymount played their first game after that tragic death, and they played with a certain just there was nowhere. It was just free was the word that Paul Westhead used, the coach. And Vogel needs to not needs to, but he, if he's smart, you know, get these guys realizing, do this for Kobe, play free, and that's what's going to happen.
That's exactly what he said, because he feels like this has brought the team closer.
Well, it's just strengthened what we've felt all year about our current group, which is, you know, we've become a family in a very short time. And, you know, it's something that you talk about in the NBA with your teams. But this group in particular has really grown to love each other very rapidly. And, you know, we understand the importance and the opportunity we have this year. And, you know, this has just brought us closer together.
All right, we're going to step away, pay some bills when we return. Odd Thomas will join us with his NFL news and notes. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Sue D. 619 on the dial, and your Aztecs are going to work. 17 rock.
Zippo.
As my man Chris Ella would say, 17 rock.
I forgot about rock.
They have held New Mexico for almost 5 minutes without even getting a bucket.
Not even getting close.
No.
First shot was an air ball.
They bricked a layup.
Bricked a fast break layup.
Fast break layup.
They're giving up offensive rebounds.
The New Mexico Lobos are 0 for 7 on the day. That's a lot of shots without making one. A
lot of shots. All right, Thomas, let's get to your NFL news. You got to open yet? We still waiting on that?
I thought we've decided that the season's almost over.
You know, you should still get them open because, you know, we could use it for next year when you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I don't work that way.
You know what? You've been doing a producer show the last
couple
days.
It's okay.
Make an excuse for you this time.
Don't make an excuse because then I'll never get to do both shows again.
All right. Let's get to the NFL news and notes. Thomas?
Thanks, Tony. And Tom.
You bet.
With the big game this weekend between the 49ers and Chiefs, now, I've never been to Radio Row, but it seems like a chaotic place, but exciting. So naturally, everyone and anyone is there, and everyone's got some comments about the game. Remember the guy throwing up the X before Dez Bryant? That'd be former Chiefs return specialist, the X-Factor, Dante Hall.
Oh,
now, he
yeah.
was at Radio Row this week, and he kind of gave his insight on who he thinks is going to win this game. And here's what he had to say.
Simple mathematics. You can't stop all the weapons. You look at the Chiefs' offense, it's just too many guys. You can double-team two guys, and then you have two other guys that can beat you, not even including the quarterback, who can beat you if you shut down, say, three weapons. I just think the Chiefs possess too many weapons for this defense. Even though this defense is potent, I just think the Chiefs possess just way too many nuclear weapons.
Sorry, I didn't ask someone who played a long time ago. So,
did that burn a little bit?
No, yeah, it bothered me.
It sounded like.
What do you think he's going to say?
He's a former chief,
that,
bro.
Chief.
That, but I haven't heard from him in like 17 years, so all of a sudden he wants to talk?
Well, listen, if you don't want to hear from him, tell the dudes at Radio Row not to have him on.
If you're a former chief and it's the first Super Bowl in 50 years, you're going.
And you say, you know what, man, I think the 49ers are going to come out and win this game tonight.
I don't think he should have said that, but I think he shouldn't have talked at all, so.
It's just funny how everybody's been saying kind of the same thing. I don't know. I'm just here. Go ahead.
Well,
I don't know. It's gonna be a tough game.
It's gonna be a good game.
Now, Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, knows firsthand what the San Francisco defense is all about, as they were kind of throttled in the playoffs by the 49ers.
Yeah, he does know.
Here is Stephon Diggs talking about the Niners defense being a problem for the Chiefs.
That San Francisco defense, that D-line, best in the league.
Right.
You know, they got heck of an edge rushers. You know, they're coming off the edge. D-Ford's back playing at a high level. And they got some underrated linebackers.
Right.
And even those interior guys, Eric Armstead came out of my class.
And DeForest Buckner, yeah.
They're underrated in the inside. And I feel like Patrick Mahomes can't escape the pocket. He can throw the ball extremely well, but it's all going to come down to time. Somebody's going to get home.
They better hope so, because if they don't get home, this game is over. I'm telling you right now. If they aren't getting, if the front four, because that's the thing. If they got to bring extra guys, that's not going to work either. There's too many weapons. If they're not getting there with four guys, they're going to get beat.
That's the Super Bowl is all going to be about the 49ers pass rush.
Yep.
It's the whole game, and that's why teams like the Giants were able to beat the Patriots
because they could get there with four,
and that's what
same with the Seahawks.
Right,
get there with four. That way, because the more guys you can leave in coverage and not have to bring extra, the more difficult it makes, especially if you got guys that can cover, more difficult it makes to the offense to move. But if you're giving him one-on-one coverage with somebody, Patrick Mahomes is going to eat you alive.
Travis Kelce, that's why I've always – people I think he's the key to the game.
He is the key to the
game. Because he's his safety valve. When he gets in trouble, that's the guy he looks for.
Some would say the best tight end in the game.
Right. Some would say.
He's not even listening.
No, I heard you. I heard you. George Kittle is the best tight end in the game.
We weren't talking about George, though. We were talking about Kelsey.
No, I know. I know. I just had to throw his
By the way, New Mexico finally scored their first two points.
Yay! 20-2. Right!
6 minutes into the game.
All right.
Now, Jimmy Garoppolo has gotten a lot of heat during the playoffs because he hasn't had to actually lead the team as much because they've relied a lot on the running game. But former San Jose State quarterback and San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jeff Garcia came out and talked about having confidence in Jimmy Garoppolo and who he's picking to win the Super Bowl.
You look at what Jimmy's done the last 2 weeks. He's only thrown the ball 27 times. Patrick Mahomes thrown it 70 times. When you look at the last time that Jimmy was in a position where he really had to play solid quarterback football and make great decisions and lead a team down the field in a tight game, it was a month ago against Seattle. But that doesn't concern me so much. I picked the Niners because that's my team, and I do believe in the fact that this is a complete football team. They play great defense, outstanding pass defense. They got a hell of a front four that's going to rush the quarterback. But Mahomes is a special kind of guy. He's like Russell Wilson on steroids.
Nice. That doesn't sound good for the Niners. I'm just
he better not be on steroids and I can't play.
49ers, he said, they're my team.
Of course. That's the only reason why he picked them, though. He said, because they're my team.
One thing people don't remember or talk about, is that Jimmy G has been in two Super Bowls. He didn't play, but he's got two rings.
Yeah.
No. He's experienced the week before.
Mm-hmm.
He's been through it. He's talked to Tom this week. You know, there are. I'm not picking them. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying he may be better than we think because Mahomes not been here before, and Jimmy has.
That's kind of I get your argument, but
he was there. He's been through it.
He's seen the hype.
He's like Tom said. He's been through the week lead up.
Not many of him and Sherm have.
He was there when Kyle Shanahan blew the game. Right?
He won't admit to it though.
He won't admit to it.
No, he won't.
What lessons?
We're still on the Kyle Shanahan thing.
Cocky little.
Earlier this week, Chiefs owner Clark Hunt came out and said that extending Patrick Mahomes isn't the top priority, but he said it'll be done before the end of the 2021 season. But Patrick Mahomes came out and talked about wanting to be a lifelong Chief.
The people are what really drew me to Kansas City and what I hope I get to play there the rest of my career now. I mean, just the people and how they accept you, how they care about you more as a person than they do as a player, and how much passion that they have for the Kansas City Chiefs is it's special, and it's somewhere where I want to be for the rest of my career.
Now, you think if the Chiefs end up winning this game, is there no way Patrick Mahomes gets locked up this offseason, you think?
You have to.
Yeah, they would think they would.
They should be
doing it now.
It wouldn't surprise me if they... Listen, if you wait, you do run the risk of pissing him off.
And he's going to get super expensive if he wins the Super Bowl.
He's going to get more expensive. So, well, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, he's going to be the highest paid player regardless.
Especially if on about 9 o'clock on Saturday or whatever time the game ends, he says, I'm going to Disneyland. You know, if he's saying that, they better just get it done.
I'm walking out if we're going to keep talking like
this. But he's a small town kid. I
was just getting ready to say that.
Small town Texas, Texas. And
I actually heard his dad on the radio today or yesterday.
Did your dad get any hits off his dad?
I think he did. Yeah, he definitely pitched in that era. And then I want to say he did get at least one of them.
He got a hit off everybody.
That's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I'm not really going out on a limb there. I heard his dad talking about where...
I bet you Tony remembers what pitch he threw.
He probably would. He was talking about how Patrick grew up and what he saw going to the yard with him every day. His dad having to be a pitcher, running those foul poles. She said, so by the time it was actually time to put real work in, that was nothing to him.
That
he had been there, done that, seen that. So... Speaks a lot to why he's having a lot of the success that he has. He has so much fun doing it, too.
Yeah, he actually talked about getting some advice from his parents. This is what he had to say.
The best advice that my dad and mom always gave me was just to be the best you can be. And that was in everything. If that was sports or if that was in class or whatever it was, just be the best person that you can be at that.
Word up.
I looked up
if your dad ever faced Mahomes Sr. Oh, and I don't see it, but since we're here, who do you think he
he's probably
faced,
the other league? He's
who
probably
do you think he had the plate, most plate appearances against your dad?
Gosh, he played so long.
Who's a pitcher? Who's...
Maddox?
Correct. Tom Glavine, second, 105.
Yeah, hey, 107. Check out the batting average against those two guys. Hall of Famers. His, I want to hear this.
His batting average against Greg Maddox is 415, which is ridiculous, with 11 walks. And then his batting average against Tom Glavine, 303.
Lefty.
I told you guys he was all right.
He wasn't bad.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, might have made the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yes, yes.
All right.
So. Back to football, sorry.
Yeah,
football.
My bad.
Baseball town.
Where's my brain today?
It's a baseball town.
It's on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
No, it's not. It's on Patrick Mahomes.
So a couple days ago, Kareem Hunt actually got pulled over for speeding, and when he was pulled over, the
guy can't get out of his own way.
The officer found an open container of vodka in a backpack. He also found weed in the car in his backpack and traces of weed. And this is kind of what this is the conversation that kind of happened between the officer and the Kareem Hunt.
Like, this is not the way to do it, dude. You know what happened to me? Should be playing for a freaking Super Bowl, man. No, no, dude. It hurts.
I was just thinking about that.
It hurts my soul. Like, you don't even understand. I've been fighting a lot of lately, man. It still hurts me to this day. I love Cleveland, love the Browns, but you don't understand. I'm just the worst person in the world.
He went on to say, I'm the worst person in the world sometimes.
And you know, did you hear the whole conversation, Tony?
I didn't.
Well, this officer wanted to give this kid a break.
He did.
I mean, he said, I know you'd be a lot of trouble. You get a lot of noise on this. If I arrested you, I'm not going to arrest you. If you just get a speeding ticket, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. You're not going to get in trouble. Speeding ticket's okay. But just make sure you don't have any other stuff in the car. I got to check it. And he checked it, and he didn't give him a ticket for having the weed. He didn't give him a ticket
for the open container.
No, he just.
It sounds like Kareem Hunt's a little intoxicated.
It sounds like he's going through it right now.
Well, he said he was struggling. You know, fact that the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and he's not there, it hurts him.
Which, for someone who's struggled with alcohol, I'm not saying that he's an alcoholic, Kareem Hunt is, or anything like that, but you're self-medicating by having weed in your car and an open container of vodka because you're upset that you're not in the Super Bowl. Sounds like you got some therapy you need to go through, Kareem Hunt. And I'm saying that seriously. He needs to get help before it becomes worse.
We don't know that he's not getting help.
Well, the
right
problem is the NFL, I mean, having covered guys like this, I mean, they get so-called help, but you don't get help unless you want the help.
Oh, true.
I mean, just going there is not enough. You need to actually...
You have to be a willing participant.
You have to be a willing participant.
Well, and then his former teammate who came into the league with them, Patrick Mahomes, has actually asked if he still has any contact with Kareem Hunt.
I've talked to Kareem. I mean, that's my dude. I mean, it's someone that I came with. I have a great friendship with, so I stay in touch with him. But people make mistakes. But I think with him, he's a great human being. He's someone that understands the mistakes he made, and he's going to do whatever he can to come back from those.
I mean, what else is he supposed to say?
You know what? I commend him for being honest. He, a lot of dudes would be like, nah, don't really talk to him anymore.
He's not on our team anymore, you know, so it's not our problem.
You know, I know plenty of guys who would have done that. At least he was honest with us in terms of his friendship with him.
Yeah.
That did not sit well with me.
Well, I'm
going to the Super Bowl. I'm beating myself up because I'm not in the Super Bowl. Like, so you're going to drink and drive and...
Well, there's obviously other stuff going on.
We can't sit here and start picking at somebody when we don't have the slightest clue what is actually going on.
But that's what I do.
Should be playing for a freaking Super Bowl.
It sounds like a dude that is feeling the consequences
of his
actions right now.
So you go and you get caught again? I'll stop.
It was at 12:30 in the afternoon, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Need I remind everybody? Clearly, there could be something going on there in terms of he's beating himself up. This is not something that's unnormal. I think you're feeling like that because it has to do with a Super Bowl. Like,
no,
I think ultimately if he'd have been like, you know, I miss my kids, would your take would be different. But
it
ultimately, the feeling is he's feeling inside is still the same.
I think it hits too close to home for me.
Maybe.
So.
That's is that all you got?
Oh, that's it. All right.
Antonio Brown? Wow. No?
Oh, yeah. What happened to him?
Oh, I do have that one. I'm sorry.
Which one?
Speaking
Antonio
of
Brown.
Lost souls.
Yeah. Former Pittsburgh Steeler, Oakland Raider, and New England Patriot. Antonio Brown was released from house arrest just a couple days ago. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked about AB during his media appearance at Radio Row.
First thing.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
For all of us is to think about the well-being of Antonio, to understand what Antonio is going through. We don't talk about the wellness of our players publicly, but I would tell you that you can be assured that the NFL and the NFLPA have a tremendous amount of resources that are available to all players. They are going to be made available to Antonio, and that we want to help get him on the right track and get him in a position where he is in a zone where he thinks he can be successful in life. And we are confident that can happen, and we want to work to do that. And from our standpoint, that's the first step. And the first step is making sure that we're doing everything to help Antonio.
I don't know.
It's nice you're doing that now.
I got to say this, Tony. I mean this, and I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor. I just stated how to express.
he might
have the CTE. The things that have been going on with Antonio Brown are not. This is not.
He hasn't.
It's out of character. In the last year and a half, he has just deteriorated from literally the best wide receiver in football. He's not even close to playing football.
No. Yeah, the thing that tipped me off about AB was his father when he came out and said that AB is going to get some help, and then the very next day AB cussed him out on IG.
There's something wrong.
That leads me to believe that something is going on. And I don't know what it is.
And I don't think it's drugs. He would have gotten tested.
I definitely don't think it's drugs. Not even close to
it's
that.
It's either a mental. Listen, again.
He's been hit a lot.
We're speculating.
Think about the concussions he's had.
He's been hit a lot. And there's something. It's just, you know, I mean, Junior, there was a lot of weird stuff going on with Junior. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like that, but weird stuff.
It just manifests itself different out of different people. I just want to say one last thing about the Kareem Hunt thing and him being down about Super Bowl. I know a lot of players that if they messed up, and not even in the way that he messed up, and you know, ended up being traded to a different team, and that team, their team that they got traded from, goes to the World Series, they'd be sick. Absolutely sick.
And all his guys are on that team.
All his guys, including Patrick Mahomes. He came in on the same rookie class. So, you know, there's consequences to your actions. He's feeling that right now, and he's just feeling it, making more bad decisions. Hopefully, he can get straightened out. Nice work, Thomas. We're going to step away, pay some bills when we come back.
27-9, guys.
27-9 Aztecs putting a whooping on the Lobos. We'll talk a little bit about Super Bowl prop bets, and we'll replay Bob Nightingale for you in case you miss it. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. .642 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Tom Friend, and friends all in the building today. Let's take a look at traffic with Sudi.
Well, for drivers coming out of downtown, watch for a rollover accident East 94 west of the 805. We got the two right lanes blocked. Several vehicles stopped to help, and it's a miracle, but the driver's okay. CHP is running a traffic break. They're there to slow oncoming traffic. Meantime, a fender bender in Belle Bowl Park to keep an eye on. It's just pushed to the right shoulder, south 163 north of Washington. And in the North County, northbound 5, a couple miles south of Las Pulgas, got a roll of carpet in the left lane and a hose in the number 3 lane. Sue DeVincent with Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
San Diego State currently up 33-15 with 5:29 to go. Earlier today, we had Bob Nightingale to talk a little bit about this Mookie Betts situation, as well as the Astros' new managerial hire. Here's Bob Nightingale. Got some baseball news going around, baseball rumors, and I think nobody better to have on than Bob Nightingale. Joins us on the SDC CCU fan hotline, Bob Nightingale of Radio.com, MLB Insider. Bob, how's your day today?
Doing great.
Awesome.
I was thinking about before I get started, just so cool to be on with both of you guys, you and Tommy, Anthony. I was thinking about, you may not know this, but going back, when I got to college, so 1984, I get my first job, professional sports, coming to Kansas City Kings, which are not Sacramento Kings. Who do I replace? The great, talented Tom Friend. I stayed there 5 years. Tom goes to LA Times San Diego edition to cover the Padres and a young outfielder named Tony Gwynn. So 5 years later, I go to San Diego, follow Tom again, and cover the Padres. This time, your dad's already a superstar, and Anthony's still running around in diapers. Yeah, going up.
That's
so
right.
About 30, 35 years, so pretty cool, pretty cool.
So it's fun to connect the dots.
What's up, Bob?
You came from... You came to do the LA Times San Diego edition with Chris Ello. Is that where met Chris?
Well, Chris was on the staff.
Okay.
That's when we met. Yeah. Yep.
And, that's crazy.
And then I covered the Padres, and then Plaschke, Bill Plaschke took over for me, and then Bob took over for Plaschke. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so connecting the dots all over. Bob, before I get into the Mookie Betts thing, how do you feel about this Dusty Baker hire for the Astros? You think it's the right call?
Oh, absolutely. Love that. Love the move. He was the right guy. I mean, you know, both of you guys know Dusty. And, you know, there's nobody better as far as, you know, melding a clubhouse and getting everybody to play together. I mean, he went through everything. You know, all the steroid stuff with, you know, Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent there, the Pittsburgh drug trials.
Yeah,
perfect guy. You know, it's a short-term fix, just on a one-year deal with an option. But I couldn't think of a better guy to handle this, because this is going to be a nightmare for those guys on the road.
What's he going to be like managing in the American League, Bob? Is it going to be a big difference for him? Obviously, the pitching situation is different. What's your take on that?
I don't think he'll have any trouble, you know, with a, you know, he's got a talented team too. I think the biggest thing I really do, Tom, is just kind of insulating those guys on the road. Cause I think it's going to be brutal, particularly when they go back east. Cause it's going to be like, you know, when Bonds was on the road or Ryan Braun after the, steroid thing, and just everybody taunting him and, you know, yelling things, throwing things. So it'll take a while. He's got to keep these guys, you know, mentally tough.
Bob Nightingale, Radio.com, joins us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And, Bob, obviously the rumor mill seems like it's heating up. It seems like it's getting noisier in terms of Mookie Betts being moved, whether it's to the Dodgers or the Padres. Are you hearing any other teams involved in this besides the Dodgers and Padres, or is it pretty much those two teams?
Pretty much those two teams, Anthony. I mean, I think the Padres made a mistake here in the sense where they kind of let out, you know, what they're offering the Red Sox.
Mm.
So if you're the Dodgers, you go, oh, thank you so much. Now we know exactly what we have to beat. We don't have to give up our top prospects. Look what San Diego's offering. And they're even trying to throw a bad contract in there, Will Myers. So, you know, what I was told just as the other day was that Padres' chances were anywhere from 15 to 20%. Mm. I like the Dodgers' chances much, much better.
What do you think the Dodgers are? I mean, you have any sense of what they're? I guess they're keeping it close to the vest. But what do you think they have to offer or are offering?
Well, they got so many prospects, Tom. I mean, they're absolutely loaded. So they don't have to give up their top guys. You know, Gavin Lux, you know, maybe probably not a Dustin May either. Maybe, you know, Tony Gonsolin, that pitcher, and, you know, but plenty of depth below. But what they can do too is what the Padres can is they can take on the money. So they can take on Betts' contract, and they can take on David Price, too, if they want, and have both those guys. And say, you know, just like the old days when they made that big trade, you know, with the Red Sox, you know, years ago, you know, involving Adrian Gonzalez and all that.
Right.
So they're very well equipped to do whatever they want.
Well, the big issue here in San Diego, a lot of people talk about here, is that do you want to trade for a guy you might have for just 1 year? And what do you think that odds are that Mookie would re-sign with the Padres? Let's just say the Padres were able to swing it, or even the Dodgers. Is he a guy, or is he just going to just be, is it going to be like a sweepscapes like you know, what happened with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and so forth? What do you think?
I think it'd be a better chance, Tom, of you and me starting in right field in 2021, the Mookie Betts for the Padres. There's no way in the world they're going to pay $400 million for Mookie. And it's going to cost at least $350, $400. So I think it would be one and done. You know, the package they're offering, I think, at first I said, why in the world are they involved? But the package isn't that great. And at least, you get Will Myers' contract off their hands. So I don't think the offer is that strong. They make sense for 1 year. And the thing, too, with the Mookie Betts is, you know, you bring him aboard, everybody's excited, you're going to sell a lot of tickets. Hey, if you're in the race at the All-Star break, you know, keep him all year, then you at least get a draft pick when he doesn't sign with you. And if you're out of the race, trade him at the, you know, the great trade deadline, and you'll probably get a lot more for him than you give up.
Bob, what about on the managerial side for the Red Sox? Obviously, we had saw the report come out that they could go into spring training without a manager, and I think that would just be all chaos. But what are you hearing on the managerial front for the Red Sox?
Well, you know, Mark Kotze, you know, with the San Diego Times, he just had an interview there. You know, Ron Renicki's there, so they can always promote him as manager or just keep him as bench coach. So they don't seem to be, you know, too worried about it. They really don't. You know, I thought they might be waiting to see what happened with this investigation, but I'm hearing they're going to get their wrist slap, and that's about it. Nothing like really? The Astros. And the difference is, I think what I've been told is the Red Sox guys are staying together. You know, no one's squealing on each other or anything like that. There was no whistleblower like Mike Fiers.
Right.
So everybody can just deny, and say, hey, try to prove it. And right now, I don't think they have much against them.
Mm. You know, getting back to Betts, Bob, do you feel like the Dodgers can re-sign? Are they going to, if they make this deal?
Would they re-sign him?
Would they re-sign him? Do they want?
They didn't re-sign Machado last time.
They did not. But where do they go with Betts? What do you think?
Oh, I think they would definitely try to re-sign him, and could. The thing with Machado is they got turned off by him. You know, he didn't play well for him, and there were a couple instances there that were upset the way he played. You know, as far as just you know giving effort. So they never made an effort, or else they would have signed Machado. So, yeah, I think Betts. I think the guy they really want, to be honest, is Francisco Lindor. Just he's such a superb shortstop and just that, you know, magnetic personality and the charisma and everything else. And I think they'd like to trade, you know, Corey Seager and move Lindor, but I don't think Cleveland will move him. But, yeah, Betts, I think Betts fits in perfect. And he's just, you know, he's such a superstar. I mean, they got, Mike Trout in Anaheim. And this guy is not far behind Mike Trout.
Right. I mean, it seems like AJ Preller is doing whatever he can to save his job. I don't know if he just wants the chatter with this, and is he really serious, or he's just trying to put together this team that can win, and he's going to pull out all the stops. What do you think of that?
To an extent, I mean, it wasn't like a few years ago when he went, you know, got Matt Kemp and everything else, and that blew up in their face, and you know, reset that whole rebuild project. To an extent, I do think he has to save his job. I don't think his job depends on making the playoffs. I think it does having a winning record. I think they can miss the playoffs, but I think if they have, you know, a stinker like they did last year, then I think his job, you know, would be in jeopardy. So it would be, Jay Stingley, the new manager.
Yeah.
So, you know, this got to be signed off by ownership. I just think if you get rid of a Will Myers contract and the players we're talking about aren't that big a deal, fine. Then you're not trading away some of your studs to get Mookie Betts. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Bob Nightingale, radio.com, here on the SDCCU Fan Outline. Bob, before we let you get out of here, the Astros, the Diamondbacks have made some nice moves here, bringing in Bumgarner, bringing in Marte in trade. And this was a team that played well last year. A lot better than teams thought they were, or than everybody thought they were. What is their plan? Are they trying to compete for a wild card? Are they in contention in their mind?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a situation like Milwaukee, like you kind of rebuild, but try to win at the same time. And so obviously, you know, you get a guy like Bumgarner, and you know, he's not the same ace, but he's a good leader in the clubhouse. The young guys can learn from him. So that was a nice fit, you know, in making the moves they have, getting the Marte. Now they have, you know, two Martes.
Yeah.
So that team is probably going to, you know, predicted to finish second in the division ahead of the Padres. And behind the Dodgers, they think they can compete with the Dodgers. I don't see that. But they can certainly contend for a wild card spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bob, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate you coming on, talking some baseball with us.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
That was Bob Nightingale on the SDCCU fan hotline earlier.
Can I clear something up real quick?
Yes.
It is highly unlikely that the Padres leaked anything in terms of what they would be offering. If anything, it doesn't benefit the Padres to leak it. It benefits the Red Sox to leak it. So it probably was the Red Sox. If anybody leaked anything, it probably came from the Red
Sox.
Or agents.
Yeah, usually it's that.
Agents that are, yeah.
It's usually that.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. That's very true. You would know.
No, just that, you know what got me? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you would know, actually. You've gotten your leaks from people you don't want to talk about right now.
Nah. What agent do I know?
He said, nah.
Nah. That was funny.
What's up, Bogsy? Just kidding.
All right, so to close out the show, we just have a few minutes. I thought it would be fun. Tony sent us this last night. He heard about the prop bets, so we're going to go over a few of the Super Bowl prop bets real quick. Will opening kickoff be a touchback? Yes, minus 150. No, plus 130.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, too. Yes. It's almost always a touchback. Yeah. Then we go to, will either team score in the first 5.5 minutes of the game? Yes, plus 120. No, minus 140.
Yes. You know, we know a prop bet was interesting. Who's singing the national anthem?
Demi Lovato.
Over 2 minutes on the national
anthem. I didn't think you were going to want to do that one.
Over 2 minutes is the higher.
Yeah, it's
bet.
Over 2 minutes, minus 220.
They even had a scouting report on this. Like they had, they had a scouting report that said her last one went over 2 minutes, but her two previous were under 2 minutes.
Which is amazing. Like, who's doing this?
And who's doing the homework on this? I can tell you, because listen, one of the things as a baseball player, you have to be out there for every national anthem, 162 of them.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we'd like to do occasionally is time the net anthem.
how about this prop bet?
If you get over 2 minutes in an anthem, you are taking your precious times.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yes.
The ones that get to like 2:15, you know, and if it's somebody like Marvin Gaye, please, by all means, serenade us. Right. Yeah. Give us, I don't mind those ones, but if you were
Remember, an
American Idol contestant.
Fergie? Doing the All-Star game, national anthem?
The players were laughing.
How about this prop bet? Jersey number of the first player to score a first touchdown.
That's a good one.
Well, it's got to be either maybe 15. Does Patrick Mahomes count
11
as like a pass?
11 to 20 is the one that's get the most. It seems like
11 and 20?
11 to 20.
Well, that's because
they go
1
to 10,
Mahomes.
They go 11 to 20, then they go 21 to 30, so on.
Ah. Yeah, 11 to 20 is a safe bet.
There's also a way you could bet on the result of the first coaches challenge. Overturned, minus 140, upheld, plus 120.
I might have to do some of these prop bets this year.
What will happen
just
first?
To make it interesting.
What will happen first, a sack or a touchdown?
Sack. Sack's definitely first.
I would have to think. Total touchdowns by by both teams, over 6.5, under 6.5. Over 6.5 is plus 110. Under 6.5 is minus 130.
I'll take the plus 110 on that.
Okay.
I'll take the underdog, I guess you would say.
We're going to have to go over these a little bit more in detail.
Yeah, because that might be kind of fun.
Will there be a special teams or defensive touchdown? That's one.
There's got to be one of the two.
Nah, I don't think there will be.
There's still never been a punt return touchdown in the Super Bowl.
There have been some good punt returners, too.
Dante Hall?
Deion Sanders?
Oh, wait. Dante Hall never played a Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah. That's so bitter. Mean.
Will there be a two-point conversion?
Yes, there will. No, there won't be.
That does it for tonight's show. Tom Friend, thank you for coming in the last 3 days. It was awesome. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thanks,
Thomas Andrews, Matt Scraby, fantastic job. Same bat time, same bat channel. 97.3. San Diego's number one sports station.
Or Fort Station.
I deserve that. 97.3 to Pat. You guys have a good night.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.